Palestinian medics say that at least four children have been killed in the latest Israeli airstrike in the besieged Gaza Strip. The Palestinian kids lost their lives after Israel's airstrike targeted their house in Gaza City. This brings the total death toll to 235 since Israel began pounding the Gaza Strip 10 days ago. About 1,700 more have been injured so far. The latest Israeli airstrikes came a few hours after a temporary humanitarian truce ended between Tel Aviv and Hamas. Palestinian fighters have also launched rockets at Israel in retaliation for the airstrikes. Rockets have been fired into the Israeli cities of Tel Aviv, Ashkelon, and Ashdod. In the meantime, the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has rejected reports of a new ceasefire with Israel.
There is some talks, there is some contacts. I can't declare anything right now. All what's going on in the media is from the Israeli sources.
Hamas's reaction came after an Israeli official said that Tel Aviv and the Palestinian movement had agreed to a new ceasefire. The official, who was speaking on the condition of anonymity, said the new truce would start at 3 GMT on Friday. Egypt has also said it is unaware of the new agreements. Earlier, Cairo hosted talks on the temporary ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Mohammed Abu Said is a professor at Al-Azhar University who joins us from the Gaza Strip to tell us about what he thinks about this war. Mohammed Abu Said, I'm not going to talk about the death toll because at this point the ramifications of this is pretty deep in terms of how this war is uneven. But I'd like to talk about the political side. And one of the news indicates that Hamas is actually not happy having Egypt as a mediator, wants to bring in other countries, and Jordan has been mentioned, not to mention the United Nations. If that's accurate, do you think that's a correct move by Hamas, given the fact that the ruling regime there in Egypt with Abdel Fattah al-Sisi obviously has a negative view of Hamas, given that they were formed from the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, definitely Hamas showed its displeasure with the Egyptian initiative, which was presented 2 days ago. Hamas basically told the Egyptians that this peace ceasefire proposal was not accepted by Hamas and the Palestinian resistance because it doesn't satisfy the needs of the Palestinian people in Gaza and also the ambitions of the Palestinians and the resistance. But Hamas did not state in any way that they do not welcome the Egyptian efforts to try to bring about a ceasefire between the Palestinian and Israelis, but they were at least angry at Egypt because Egypt did not consult with Hamas in prayer to releasing that ceasefire proposal, and Hamas felt that the Egyptians were consulting with the Israelis and there was no consultation whatsoever with Hamas and the Palestinian resistance, and that's why the ceasefire proposal was rejected by the Palestinian resistance, including Hamas. Now, what we know that there are other regional countries like Turkey, Qatar, the Palestinian presidency, and maybe Jordan also on the line to try to bring a new ceasefire which will satisfy the Palestinian ambitions, Palestinian needs, which will put an end, a total end to the Israeli siege and blockade over Gaza, which has been going on for 7 years now.
But that's just one of the conditions that Hamas has, and it is said that's going to be pretty difficult to do. We've seen the siege going on for 7 years. There are some other conditions too, like the release of rearrested prisoners, for example, being another one, and also the opening of the border crossings. Are you optimistic that those terms and conditions that Hamas has set forward are going to be met by Israel?
That's very important to know. Hamas and the other Palestinian groups have offered a long ceasefire with Israel, a ceasefire that will last for 10 years. But in return, the Palestinian conditions are five. One is a total end to the siege and blockade against Gaza. Second, open Rafah, a crossing with Egypt with international monitoring 24 hours a day. And third, to build and construct a seaport for Gaza, which would allow Gaza to import and export on its own without Israeli intervention. And fourth, release all Palestinian prisoners who have been arrested by Israel in the crackdown over the past month and a half, and five that would allow Palestinian fishermen to fish deep into the sea and also allow Palestinian farmers to farm and cultivate the buffer zone alongside the borders with Israel. Now, whether Israel is going to accept that or not, it will be seen, but I think the offer is being debated in the Israeli, within the Israeli political leadership, because the Israeli chief of Israeli security, Yoram Kohen, left Cairo this afternoon to discuss this long ceasefire with the Israeli government and Israeli cabinet.
Very well, thank you very much for that. We're going to have to leave it there. Mukhaber Abu Sada, professor at the Al-Azhar University there in Gaza. Be safe. Thank you.